Talking your team right now. Flames Talk is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
On trade deadline day 2025, the Flames do not make a move. Their big move came just over a month ago on January 31st when they acquired Joel Farabee and Morgan Frost from the Philadelphia Flyers. On deadline day, no trades made by the Flames. It's Pat Steinberg and Logan Gordon along with you. And let's go down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. And Flames general manager Craig Conroy joins us from Dallas right now as the Flames wrapped up their six-game road trip on Thursday night. Craig, appreciate the time. How did deadline day kind of shape out for you? I guess take us through the day and how it came to be that your group has decided not to make any moves prior to the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you're making calls and you're trying to gauge what's out there and what's available and what the prices are. I think the one thing you just, you know, as we went along, you saw today, there wasn't many trades. We would have loved to have got in on a retention deal. There was no retention deals today.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The cap has gone up a little bit. And, you know, nobody needed that third-party retention, where in the past you've seen it. And, of course, this is the year that we had lots of money and we were hoping to do something. But, you know, we weren't even able to get in on the retention side. So, you know, on that, it's a little disappointing. But, you know, I think the one thing we said going in, we did our deal a little bit earlier with Farabee and Frost, and now, you know, if something made sense and we thought it made us better for the, you know, foreseeable future, we definitely would have done it. Even though the prices were high today, if it made sense, we would have. But there just wasn't anything that really, where you say, okay, this is a huge upgrade for us and we have to do it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's part of it. And the other thing is, you know, talking to the guys, I mean, they still believe in this group. A very hard road trip, playing five of the top eight teams in the NHL. And to be able to come away with, you know, with points in half of them, you know, getting 6 points it's a lot of credit to the guys. They worked hard. We had one bad game in Florida, but, you know, those are going to happen to every team. So very happy where they are. They believe in each other. We believe in them right from the beginning of the year. And now we got to go do it down the stretch here with the last 20 games.
Yeah. Craig, take us through the third party type thing and the salary retention type thing. You're right. We didn't see any of that. How does that come about? Like, how do you try to offer your services and say, hey, we've got the ability to do it? What's the process in trying to become one of those third-party brokers, if you were?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you talk to teams that we know where everybody is against the cap, and if you think they're going to be buyers in the market, just when you're talking about other things, they said, and by the way, if you're going to need somebody to be a third-party broker, we would be open to that, you know? And that's kind of it. So, you know, there was a couple the other day that wanted us to do 2-year retentions, and it just didn't feel quite right to do a 2-year retention. We were still hoping to do 2 1-year retentions this year, but we weren't able to do it. And that was the disappointing part. You know, I think out of everything, you're hoping with that cap space and the ability to do it, you'd like to do it just like all those teams did in the past, get free assets other than cash. But a little weird. And yeah, so you're hoping for maybe one of those calls today, but that they didn't come, and I didn't come for anybody, to be honest.
Yeah, as it's all said and done, no retention on this Friday on any, no third party retention on any of those deals. What were, from an addition standpoint, Craig, what it looks like from our vantage point, the prices were astronomically high, but from your standpoint and some of the moves that maybe you would have been looking to make to help upgrade your team that makes sense for your bigger picture, what were prices like today?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think the first thing is there's so many teams that are were buying and so few teams that maybe were selling today. It definitely, you know, it felt a lot different than last year, or maybe, you know, there seemed like there was more teams and more players available. And that's the way the market goes. I think that's what the league loves, that the, you know, having the standings as close as they are with as many teams still in the hunt at this point. But it definitely, if you're selling, it was a great day. But I think overall, you know, I think it always comes down to what you feel is fair, whether it's in a market where you think it's high or not. You know, you just go and you know, you go back and forth and kind of figure out if the price is right and if it makes sense to do it. So, you know, it could be this year or last year or next year. You know, you always want to just do what you feel is right and what you feel comfortable with. And obviously today people feel comfortable with, hey, to get the player we want, we got to pay X, Y, and Z. And there was some, there was some huge deals going, and it's, it was definitely interesting to watch it from the outside and just to know that we just weren't at that this year, you know?
I know you said that with Ryan Leslie earlier on Sportsnet, but I think important to underline, and you even mentioned it a couple of minutes ago, but Craig, the ability to make your trade with Morgan Frost and Joel Farabee coming in just over a month ago to get out in front of it and maybe not get into the escalating prices of deadline day. How important was that in terms of your plan here?
Well, I mean, I think it was more so than maybe me. I didn't realize maybe where the prices were going to go today, but I think it was more about, hey, if we could do a deal that made sense to get ahead of it, to have those guys come in, play more games. Now they've gotten 10 games under their belt. They seem like they're getting more comfortable with the city. You know, we just thought, you know, sometimes in the trade, now it's a whirlwind. I've been traded to deadline, and it's a lot. It really is. And you're trying to do your best, but you got families and you're going and you don't have any clothes. You're on the road. It's, you know, it's a lot more than people think. And it's a little bit of a shocker. So it takes a while to adjust. Some guys are better at it than others, but for us to get it done early, you know, that gave them the first five games. We got the break, and then now we've been able to get them back. And I really think those guys, I really like where their game's going, and I think it's because we were able to get them early for sure.
Yeah. We're chatting with Craig Conroy, Flames general manager, on deadline day. It's Pat and Logan here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan logo.
Craig, can you just talk a bit about what the difference was you saw in last year's deadline compared to this one? I know your team's in a different spot compared to where you were with UFAs, but now your second trade deadline as the GM of this team. What were the differences that you saw between the two?
You know, I think the big difference was last year I had players that people knew were on the move and not going to be coming back. So it was much busier, you know, and then it's just kind of gauge which players might be available, younger players might be available, and at what price, and if they're even available at all. And it wasn't, you saw a lot of UFA or older guys go, a few younger trades. But, in those younger trades, you definitely needed certain assets that teams wanted back. And maybe we didn't quite have what that other team wanted, you know, to make that deal. So those are the tough things. You know, I think with us moving out guys last year, maybe just didn't have the assets as far as, because a lot of teams wanted player for player, and that would have been tough for us this year.
Given the fact that you do have a couple of pending UFAs on your roster as trade deadline approach, did anything tempt you? Was there anything that maybe gave you a pause when it came to some of your guys with expiring contracts, Craig?
You know, I think the one thing, definitely, you know, when you talk to teams, there was a value in our head, and if we made a deal and maybe added a player, would that open up to move someone out? You know, you never know. Those are kind of what ifs. But I do think, with the UFA guys we have, you know, it just for the calls we got, first of all, we need these guys down the stretch, and they're big parts of it. And the second was, I just didn't feel like the what was out there that we were talking about even made any sense for us. I mean, they're more important to our team than, maybe what was offered, for sure.
Couple more with Craig Conroy, the GM of the Calgary Flames, with us here on deadline day. Okay, can you've been saying this all along. When you joined me that night where you made the deal with Philadelphia, you said, we're not trying to stick to the plan. We are sticking to the plan. How much of today was that front of mind, Craig? Like, the plan is the plan, and we're not deviating from it.
Well, we have to. I mean, that's it's I guess on days like this, these are exciting days for fans. These are exciting days for us. I mean, you know, when you see all the action, the players coming and going, but you really have to kind of just, it's easy to get caught up in it because it's exciting and there's good players' names out there, and there's some, you know, there's there's times you're like, okay, but, you know, like we said, we need the age-appropriate guys, people that can grow with us, and, you know, what is it going to cost to acquire these players? So, you know, I know it's, you know, Flames fans might be, well, he didn't do anything, but, you know, sometimes not doing anything is better for the team moving forward, and, you know, we'll see how it goes from here until hopefully we make the playoffs, and then from there, you know, you're getting ready for the draft and seeing what's out there, and then there's free agency. So you just got to do what's right, you know, as part of the plan moving forward.
Obviously, like, there's always going to be speculation around player A or player B or whatever, but you've been pretty transparent the whole way. Like, hey, this core six of veterans, like, these guys are crucial for us. We're in a playoff spot. You've been adamant about that for months and months and months now, Craig, and I would imagine that was kind of the feel leading right up till 2 o'clock Central today, hey?
Yeah, I mean, this team believes in itself. You know, I know people say, everybody says, oh, our team's so tight, but I mean, you know, where we started in the year, where people thought we were going to be, and just see them rally around each other and come together and play as hard as it is, and to be, you know, here on trade deadline day in the playoffs with an opportunity with 20 games left to, you know, obviously going to be hard. We're going to have to continue, but just so proud of them, you know, what they've done. I mean, and it's been a long year, and it started right at the golf tournament. The questions, well, you guys aren't going to be very good. And to give the guys so much credit, they said, no, that's not true. You know what? Okay, that's fine. You guys think that? We'll show you. And they've been doing it up to now, and hopefully they can do that over the next 20 games also.
Two more. Do you get the sense that the message of, hey, we're not moving anybody out and this is the group, you guys, I imagine that message has been delivered to your players. Do you get the sense that that's a message that fires this group up, that, hey, this is the group, we got 20 games to go to make a playoff, to clinch a playoff spot?
For sure. I mean, you know, I've played in a lot of teams, and if you start seeing a whole bunch of guys getting shipped out, that's, you know, it can be a little disheartening, you know, as a team, and your friends are gone. But, you know, if things are always different, if you're 10 points out of the playoffs right now, that's a different conversation. But these guys have done such a great job this year to put us in a situation where we have an opportunity to make the playoffs. I feel like you have to give them the chance. You really do. And to have them stay, I don't think anyone wanted to leave. So, you know, obviously if the right deal was out there, we would have made it, but, you know, today just wasn't, there wasn't anything that made sense to us.
And a final thought for you. I know in the last couple of days you've sent Ilya Solovyov and Adam Klapka to the American League. So they're both eligible for the American League playoffs. So now those two guys will be able to play Wranglers playoff games now?
Yes, they will. Yeah. And then we have four recalls that we can use moving forward down the stretch here. So, yeah, but that was important because you want those guys playing. You want them playing playoff games. You want them to play as much as they can. So for them to go down, I think it's great for their development too, you know, but obviously there's opportunity to bring them back up here too. And they're going to be a big part of trying to make the playoff drive up here also.
And so are you expecting to use any of those recalls immediately, or is that still to be determined?
Maybe still to be determined. Okay. You know, we're just, you know, we'll sit down with the coaches, see who's going to play, and then figure out from there. Like once they set the lineup for tomorrow, you know, we'll make those decisions for sure.
Okay. All right, Craig, get out of here. Fly safe back to Calgary. Thanks for taking some time with us this afternoon. Really appreciate it, eh?
Thanks, Connie.
Okay. Thanks, guys. You have a great day.